All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome everyone here to the State of Synth Headlines. My name is Dennis G.
And I'm Neon Fox.
And we are here with a shorter format. We're going to give this a little test run, kick the tires just a little bit. This is basically your streamlined news, topic focused. And of course, we're always here to tell you something that's going on, something important. And now, here is the headlines for this evening. The headline for this evening is, it's all about the Dark Future Tour. It is tearing its way across the Midwest, and Neon Fox and I were lucky enough to catch up with them the day before they embarked on their tour.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Three of my favorite artists, all in one chat. Oh, awesome.
You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. We actually have a nice big deep dive in on all the details of the Dark Future Tour. So without further ado, we are just going to just jump right on into that. So here it is. Enjoy. All right. And we are here with three fine gentlemen. We have Glitch Black, Gregorio Franco, and Watch Out for Snakes. How you doing, guys?
Hi there.
Hey. Fantastic.
Doing good.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And you guys are about to embark on your Dark Future Tour, which is amazing. I am looking at the show lineups right here on my screen, and it is just phenomenal. You guys got what, like 11 locations, dates that you're setting up?
That's right. Yep. 11.
You're kind of sticking around like the Midwest area, moving like out west of the U.S. and kind of moving around, and I guess you guys are ending up in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah, that's right. That'll be our last show, and that's also the Echo Synthetic Fest. It'll be its third year, and so our last show will be that event with lots of other artists performing before us as well, so it'll be a cool way to end the tour.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. I know this is one of the bigger festivals, actually. I mean, James has been doing it for, well, 3 years now, and you're going to be going on the second night, is that right?
That's right.
And you're going up against Street Cleaner, Protector 101, and Vampire Stepdad. A lot like,
it's the who's who of Atlanta.
It is, yeah.
Like, I mean, just because that's all there is.
Well, yeah.
There's very few of us in Atlanta that I know of, anyway.
Considering locale, I like to track like how many synthwave artists are in particular zones or cities or states or whatever. You guys aren't doing too bad in terms of number of synth artists.
Yeah, I'm excited for this year's Echo Synthetic too, because there's actually going to be quite a few new guys in the lineup. Not new to synthwave, but I know a couple of them, it's going to be their first live set, so it's always growing too.
Now your tour is going to be kicking off on the 24th of October. It ends on the, I guess, the 9th of November. And I guess, what are you guys going to do? You just pack it up in the van and just kind of cruise, do a little road trip style?
That's it. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. All going to try to cram in there and hit the road together.
And not kill each other in the process.
Hopefully not.
You guys needed to like bring a little GoPro or something. You could like make a little documentary, like a road trip. You know those road trip documentaries? That would be pretty cool.
Oh, I think you mean rockumentary.
Yes.
Yes. It goes to 11. You're supporting acts in the various cities. It's pretty incredible. You got Neuron Spectre. You got Glitbiter. You've got Voltaic Spore, Starfarer. I could just start rattling off pretty much every artist everywhere. Eli Arson. God.
You got MacReady. You got Neuron Spectre.
Mm-hmm. That's just incredible. Like, I'm speechless.
Well, the way the tour really came together was, you know, we were looking at focusing on getting some shows on the West Coast, because that's where synthwave is one of the most popular areas in the U.S. And so we kind of figured out which cities we were going to target, both along the West Coast and then cities getting to and from. And once we had these ideal spots where we could potentially play. It was a matter of researching, okay, well, what acts are already in each of these cities? Let's talk to them. Let's see what they know, if they can help us, if they know any promoters or what venues would be most likely to want to book us. And so with the help of a lot of people and a lot of research and a lot of contacting all sorts of people, we were able to make the tour take shape, and everything eventually fell into place to create the tour that we have now. So it was just finding the right people to get it all happening. And that's why we're able to do it.
Yeah, that's just amazing how you put it all together. I mean, most of the tours that you see, I mean, there may be like three or four dates, but I mean, you guys really packed it really nice and giving a lot of people the opportunity that hasn't been out to one of your shows to come out to see. Now, are you guys planning anything special for these shows? Any like new songs, maybe some stuff that's not even on any of the albums, or maybe stuff that's coming out that's not even available yet?
I'll have four all new songs that I haven't released anywhere yet. So that'll be in every show that I play.
Nice.
So for those of you listening, that's Glitch talking.
Yes. Yeah.
One thing I gotta ask, Greg.
Yes.
Your dogs, are they staying home?
Yes, they are, and I am very sad about it.
Yeah, I bet.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have two Chihuahua mixes.
Oh, nice.
They're nice sometimes.
You know what? I'm just picturing there. Chihuahuas and Greg's music. it doesn't fit.
Well, you know, before we had dogs, me and my partner, we were talking about what kind of dogs we wanted to get. And it came down to us just kind of looking in shelters and looking to rescue something. And we really found two perfect companions for us in the end. Like they're both perfect representations of each of our personalities.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they just both happen to be a week apart, both Chihuahua mixes, both between 6 and 8 pounds. Okay. We found them within a few months of each other. That's really nice how it all came together.
Perfect siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice. And they're completely bonded now. They love each other so much.
Oh, that's nice though.
So I'm very sad to be leaving them and my partner while I go.
For, I guess, till the 9th of November, that's what? At least like 20
days? It's
close
to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Dang. But I'm sure you guys will be having some fun too, and I'm sure all the fans that are, you know, coming to see you guys, I'm sure they're very excited to see the shows that you guys are going to be putting on. And as far as the show, like, are you guys doing any collabs together, or are you doing any like songs, any special guests, anything kind of like insiders we can let people know that, you know, when they're coming out that they can expect to see?
Well, I know that in Austin, on the first date, Glitbiter will actually be performing Awakening with me live.
Woo! Nice.
That's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, that is.
And then later on, towards Halloween, like right around Long Beach or Santa Cruz, I mean, it's going to be Halloween, so I got to throw some different stuff into my set. I might just play a bunch of covers one night.
Nice.
I haven't really told anybody or even thought about what I want to do, but I might just, you know, who knows, throw some crazy shit in there and see what happens.
Well, you heard it here first.
Now, Glitch, you were saying you've got like 3 or 4 songs you're going to drop as a surprise on people, right?
Yeah. 4 songs that I haven't really released anywhere yet.
And then we've got Matt, Watch Out for Snakes. You've got your collab with Gregorio.
Yeah, that will probably make an appearance along the tour, given that both of us are playing, which I'm excited about. And then, yeah, I've got a couple of other tracks that are currently unreleased. They'll be on this new album that's coming out in November. But, yeah, I'm going to kind of kick the tires on them and try them out on the road here and see how they do.
All right. So how about we play a track from Watch Out for Snakes? This is a collaboration with Gregorio Franco, and it's called Rip 'Em Up. We'll be right back. That was Watch Out for Snakes featuring Gregorio Franco. Rip 'em up.
That's a badass tune. Now, are these songs, they're going to be, any of them going to be featured during the actual tour? I hope so.
So, in my case, definitely. I'm Sweet. Really looking forward to getting an opportunity to tour with Greg here. Just, you know, the fact that we were able to work on a track together on this upcoming album, and it's just, you know, it was really nice working with him. I'm really happy with the way that things turned out, and really looking forward to actually performing this on stage.
I agree. Everything was great.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Basically, your tour is going to end up at the Echo Synthetic Fest 3, Part 2. How does that go? First Blood Part 2. I can't say. I can never say it right.
You can blame Unholy Rat King for that unholy title.
Oh, really? It's him?
Yeah. I think he came up with that one.
Nice. It's got a nice ring to it when you
Echo Synthetic Fest Part 3, First Blood Part 2, Night 1 and Night 2.
Nice.
God, that's a mouthful.
He got it.
That's amazing.
It's part 11 of the Dark Future Tour.
Ah, yeah, nice. Part 11. Okay. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and it's part one of the Street Cleaner Protector 101 Tour.
Oh, yeah, the Destructure Tour.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
So many
good bands. I hope they have a lot of fun on that one.
Yeah, so they're kicking off the first night at Echo Synthetic and then off to their own tour, right?
Yep.
I just want to look at Vampire Stepdad's merchandise. That's my thing.
Oh, my God. he's great.
What do we got next up for us here, Jules?
All right, next up, let's play a track from Gregorio Franco. This is Wreckage from the album The Scourge. And that was Wreckage from the album The Scourge by Gregorio Franco.
Good stuff right there.
You guys gonna have any merchandise on
your
tour?
Oh yeah. What do we got?
Yeah, we do have a special tour poster version of a tour shirt. So nice. The poster art is on a shirt, dates on the back, and that'll be sold exclusively at shows at first. That shows all of us. All three of us are shown in that in that artwork.
That's the most epic artwork, by the way. The three of you.
Yeah. Shout out to Andrew Tremblay, who did the art on that poster.
Yeah, he did an amazing work job on that.
Yeah, for sure.
I need to find somebody in one of these cities who can buy me a shirt and mail it to me.
Well, if we don't sell them all, and you never know, we will put the rest on Bandcamp or somewhere. So
awesome.
there's still hope for you.
Hint, hint, nice. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing with an exclusive shirt that I'm introducing on the tour. It's basically just a shirt that's got the cover art of the upcoming album Scars on it. Yep. Nice. But yeah, it's not up on Bandcamp yet. The only place that you're gonna be able to get it for the time being is on tour. So it's gonna be the same deal. If there's some left over, I'll put them up on Bandcamp, but I did a really limited run of them, so hopefully people will like them.
Yes.
Sweet. So I need these shirts because me and Rob Dyson over in the UK there, we got this competition going.
They do.
Who's got the most sad synth shirts?
You guys need therapy.
Now I'll also have a new shirt that's just for me. It's my character punching a skeleton.
Nice.
So that's an all new shirt. So that'll be available as well.
Just in time for Halloween too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Jules wants to know when the Glitch Black Mask is going to be coming out.
Yeah. When's Glitch's full outfit being mass marketed? So I can run around Halloween dressed up as Glitch Black.
As soon as the shirts sell out.
Okay.
Nice.
Everybody listening, buy all the shirts.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Well, sounds like you guys are going to be having a great group of shows. I can't wait to start playing some more of your good tunes. And
thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody listening, the Dark Future Tour starts on the 24th. And ends at Echo Synthetic Fest on the 9th.
I appreciate it, guys. I just want to take a moment to thank both of you for everything that you do for the community. It doesn't go unnoticed. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, like, from an artist to you guys, we definitely appreciate it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much for all you do.
Yeah, thanks for having us today, too.
And we appreciate you guys for making the rad music that you make. All right, well, thanks again, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. So, let's play a track from Glitch Black. This is Superior Firepower from the album Age of Machines.
All right, and that was Glitch Black with the song Superior Firepower. Love that tune, Jules.
Oh, God, yeah. I love Glitch Black. His stuff is so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so great talking to the guys, man. And they are out on tour. Actually, they are on tour tonight. They're playing, what, L.A.?
Yeah. They're in L.A. right as we speak. Well, I know, actually. Yeah, they'll be starting in an hour or two.
Yeah. Break a leg, guys, and yeah, we do thank them for the interview and for the opportunity. Obviously, we couldn't really do an interview while they're on tour, so, you know, got to get it in when you can. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second here. This just in. What is this? Outland's Glasgow show featuring Ollie Ride was just rescheduled. Oh, no. To April 10th due to scheduling conflicts. Outland has stated this timing will align with some exciting big news.
Ouch.
Yeah.
No, I guess it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be kind of bad for a couple of the people that might have gotten hotel rooms, but, yeah. You know, I know of the people that are planning that show, and the guys over at Outland are usually pretty stand-up guys, so...
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's got to be a big reason. Unfortunately, you know, we are in the world.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Brett.
They'll and apparently Ticketweb and Ticket Scotland will be in touch. Basically, anybody who is interested in this event or going to it, they've posted the information on the event page, and the ticket companies will be emailing you.
All right. Well, there you go.
Fortunately, Ollie's still playing November 16th at Camden Assembly in London.
Oh, well, that's good. That's his big show. That's his big, big, big coup de grace. I wish I was there, man. Anyway. Yeah. So
I know Karin's going.
Yeah, yeah. And Karin is in the chat room, too. So shout out to the chat rooms. With our shortened format here, we're just going to kind of give you the meaty bits, you know, and... we're trying to shoot for about 40 minutes with these type of shows, you know, just to be topic-centric, about 30 to 40 minutes, and just get you the in and out of the Synthwave news for the week. Speaking of Synthwave news, we're going to jump into just a few catch-up album releases. So you got to get those album releases informations, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was not English, but...
like, last Friday, there was... my bank account got slammed with the releases dropping.
It was. It was a crazy...
last Friday.
Crazy.
So we had Betamax.
Yes, absolutely. So you wanna just go ahead and kick it off with that little short list there, and feel free to add anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. Tonebox released his album, Cloud Highway. Power Glove, those guys released an album called Throwback, which has some of their older songs, maybe unreleased, and a few that have been redone, remastered.
Nice.
And most of them are perfect for the Halloween spirit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then VHS Glitch released his album, Night Hunt, on Monday. And that one also is actually really good, and it's got actually some slightly spooky songs. And then, you know what, I'm gonna add a couple here. Let's see.
Yeah,
last Friday, Betamax, his album,
yes,
Lost in a Dream World,
great
and
album.
He's got Vandal Moon on there, Robert Parker, Mecha Maiko helping out, and Glitbiter. So yeah, that album's incredible.
Yeah,
I listened to like three of the tracks and I was like, nope, buying this right away.
That's not a surprise though.
our Finnish friend Millennium Falk.
Oh yes.
Dropped a single called Cybertron.
Cybertron.
And it's a little more dance,
LGBTQ plus friendly, which is cool.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. You gotta have a good vibe, you know, and be representative for all the people of synthwave, which is great.
Oh, and you know what? I'm gonna rattle off one more here. There is VHS OST released an album called Halloween of 88.
Nice.
And it's got nice 9 tracks of, like, VHS OST puts out good stuff, and these are all great tracks.
Very
good. Yeah, so I guess that's it for me.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in here with a couple quickies here. My main man Straplocked and Turbo Knight, they put out a EP, Electric Angel, that is on pre-order, but I believe you can get some goodies like right away. I think they have one or two tracks that are available right away, so that's good. We also have another album on pre-order, which is the Valingo Presents, and that is really
looking good.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be really good. It's got a new tune by The Midnight. It's got, oh man, I think he just unlocked another song on Monday. I forget who it was, but yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, I snatched that one up. You know, Valingo is a super good guy. In fact, he's supported the State of Synth charity album. So, you know, we're all helping each other out. But of course, you know, the music too. I mean, you can't turn that down because, man, I think even Betamax is on that one. Just a ton of awesome artists. So that's a good deal. Make sure you snatch that one up on pre-order. Dread, Triple D.
Oh yeah,
Pain Deluxe.
Yeah, if you like your like Gregorio Francos and your Glitch Black, Dread right up there.
Absolutely.
He's been working on this for a long time, like 8-9 months.
Wow, for him that's like 5 years worth of time.
Yeah,
but it's nice to see he's kind of crafting this one a little bit more, which is great. But yeah, nice to know. Neon Arcadia, they dropped a single, right, for Halloween?
Yep.
Crimson yep. Staircase. So very cool. Very, very cool stuff. And of course, Scars by Watch Out for Snakes. That is always, you know, I believe his first album was amazing. So
November 9th, right?
Yeah. And we just played, I'm not sure that one we just played was from his new one?
Yeah, it's from the album.
Yeah, nice.
So we played that. One of the tracks from his upcoming album.
So there you go. Go out and buy Scars and then go out on tour and see him.
There's one other notable album I want to mention.
All right, drop it.
Last Friday, Magic Sword surprised everyone.
Oh yeah.
And dropped Awakening.
Very
the album.
Nice.
It's got the 7 songs on it. Most of them they released earlier throughout the year as singles.
They rolled it up.
Album's out.
Yep. Nice. Very nice.
And, yeah, that's it.
Well, that is amazing. So super awesome. And that's about the end of our show, but we're going to go ahead and, of course, we're going to mention our lovely Patreon crew because we thank them for all their support. So without further ado, we're going to rattle off our Patreon supporters. We have Dynamite Stranger, Inexcedra, Pattern Shift, and now he is to be known as award-winning composer Pattern Shift. He recently won an award, so congratulations to Pattern Shift for that. I forget what award it was, but it was a pretty dope award. Zeon B, thanks again for your support. Artyom Props, and guess what, Jules? We have a new supporter on Patreon.
Just notice that. as if you didn't support us enough with the hoodies.
I know. And I tell you what, I've been wearing that hoodie. I'm not even lying. I wear that every other day. It's like perfect weather.
You know what? Yeah, I wear it every day at home because it's not as thick as some of my other hoodies. So
exactly.
Perfect for indoors.
It's comfy. Man.
Thank you, Mr. Defender.
Thank you in more ways than one, man. We really appreciate the sweatshirt, of course, the support, all the synth love out there. It is amazing. And if you have a hot scoop, you know, make sure that you can always shoot us an email at tipline@nightride.fm. And before we go too, we want to send a shout out to all the people in the chat room. Who we got in the chat room?
Yeah, let's see. We've got Kit. Hi, Kit. We've got Karin. We've got Z. Rensler. These are all folks in the Night Ride FM chat.
And you can also go into mixer.com/Night Ride FM if that's your fancy. All the Xbox folk, we love you too. we try to pop in there. In fact, Zigo is in there a lot. I log in the morning and I always see he's just chatting away. That's his second
Z's everywhere.
He is. He's a big
Sometimes like I'll go to the YouTube channel, the Knight Rider FM YouTube channel,
yeah,
and I stream, and him and I are the only ones in the chat there.
I love it. Yes, it gets lonely over there sometimes. So yeah, subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to everything, because you know it's nice. It's fun. Get your news.
Yep.
And in under 45 minutes in this case, so you know we're trying to shave it down a little bit, but you know we'll be back. I believe next week with another big, big whopping show, and we have a very amazing guest, a very well-known guest that I'm sure everyone will be excited to hear, and we'll let you know what's coming up. But yeah, until then, my name is Dennis G.
And I'm Neon Fox.
And again, we thank you for listening. Make sure you tune us in next week and check out all the other shows too. We have a lot of great shows here on Knight Ride FM. We have Karin. She does an amazing show. Yeah. What show
she's
is she doing?
She's got a Halloween show tomorrow night.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
DJ X-Strom, 80s.
Yep. Yep.
It's good.
Our friend Damocles.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. And he always plays that old school OG synth wave, you know, where it all stemmed from.
Yeah.
And then we have Kitsune Knights with George Azuria. Mm-hmm. He's great too. I love the stuff he plays because he doesn't even play around. He's like, I'm just playing the best of the best. And you just, you tune into his show and you get the best of the best. And if that's your gig, if you love those A-list synthwave artists, then he has the show for you. So anyway, thank you so much.
Vasto's show.
Yeah. Oh, Vasto. Yes. Man,
yeah.
And Kit even throws on a show every now and then. Mm-hmm. Mostly on Wrecked, but you know what? We have Wrecked FM and all the crew. Shout out to all the crew in the Wrecked FM station chat because you guys are great too. Anyway, guys, we thank you very much for listening.
I agree. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you next time, guys. Peace.